Since when do we need to start asking for permission to do a meetup, to do a meet and greet, to have a social ride? Stop calling the cops or stop bullying women online for something that they're just trying to do to put themselves out there. Let's come together as a community, support one another, and show the world what we are capable of. How can we collaborate and not compete? Today, we are diving into the exciting world of International Women's Day and International Female Ride Day. So these 2 days are incredibly important to us women riders as they highlight our achievements, the camaraderie, and the growing presence of women in the dirt bike and snowmobile community. But first, hey, hi, and hello. I am Angelisa, your host for Brat Babes Throttle Talk. Thank you for being here as we discuss some of my favorite days. I know. International Women's Day just happened a couple weeks ago. Actually, as I'm recording this, it is March 7th, so it's happening tomorrow. But by the time you listen to this, it has happened a couple weeks ago. But my favorite day is upon us, which is International Female Ride Day, which is happening May 4th. And it's just one of my favorite days because I believe that we need to empower, encourage, and ignite the passion with us women riders. And what better time to do this than on International Female Ride Day? So here is my permission slip to you. Organize those special meetups with gal pals or with other women riders that you haven't met yet, and get out there to ride. Don't let other people or person ruin this for you. Please, please, please. We should be allowed to ride with friends. Do you agree? We should be able to meet up with other women, and we should be able to put ourselves out there to organize these rides. That's just kind of how it is on social media. I might go on a wee tangent here. But since when do we need to start asking for permission to do a meetup, to do a meet and greet, to have a social ride with other women riders? When did it become the thing to rat other women out if they are putting themselves out there to meet other women? It's been happening for years where women seem to feel they need to get cops involved to shut down rides, organized rides, because either of jealousy or who knows what else. It happens. It's been happening for years, and it still continues to happen to this day. So my advice to you is to organize the damn ride and have fun, and make sure there's no exchangement of money, of funds. If you're like organizing, you know, let's say you're raising funds for a charity, well, just don't do that. Unfortunately, it has come to a point where you can't even like do good for a charity because somebody has their, I want to swear right now, but they have their fucking panties up in a knot, like shoved up their ass because they think you're making a profit off of it. It is sick and it is downright upsetting. And I've been told too by Parks and Recreation is like, doesn't matter how good that you're trying to be or if you're trying to make good, people out there are gonna try to shut you down, which is really unfortunate. So I've had my fair share of like shutdowns or a person trying to shut me down with my social rides. Never did I get shut down. But let's just say I've definitely had my battles when it comes to organizing meetups, when it comes to organizing social rides, and that's what it is. So my advice to you is if you are going to do a meetup or meet and greet, a social ride, just have absolutely no money exchangement, even if it's for charity. Just no. no money, nothing, just make it a ride. And then that way you're in the clear if anyone does report you. Oh, man. Okay. But if you do want to, you know, ride, then just like, just do that. Like, put on, gather rad women together to have fun in a safe manner. And if you are the one that has their panties in a knot or like shoved up your ass, oh, I sound like such a hater. But honestly, if you're that person that's listening to this that like can't seem to be happy for other women who are putting themselves out there to meet other women, to encourage other women to get out there and ride and to empower women to learn about our sports, then either join in on the fun. I guarantee you'll have a good time, or better yet, organize something yourself. You know, you like stop calling the cops or stop bullying women online for something that they're just trying to do to put themselves out there. It's already hard enough to put yourself out there online to like promote anything these days. So we need more collaboration. We need more kindness. We need more encouragement from one another. So promise me that you'll either organize a ride or you'll attend one if somebody's organizing, and that you won't rat anyone out for doing something for the women snowmobile and dirt bike community. Okay, promise me that. Okay, tangent over. Back to International Women's Day and International Female Ride Day. You might be wondering, what are these days and what are the differences between International Women's Day and International Female Ride Day? Well, International Women's Day happened or is happening on March 8th. It is a global celebration of women's social, economic, cultural, and political achievements. It is a day to recognize and honor the contributions of women in all areas of life, including the world of motorsports. So for us, it's a chance to shine a spotlight on the incredible women who are pushing boundaries, breaking stereotypes, and inspiring others with their passions for riding. International Female Ride Day coming up May 4th. This day is dedicated to women riders around the globe. It's a day where you get to be on your dirt bike or your snowmobile if you have some snow. You get to hit the trails and the mountains and show the world that women riders are a force to be reckoned with. It is also a day to come together as a community and to support and encourage one another and to celebrate our shared love of riding. So how can we make the most of these two important days? Well, one way is to organize rides specifically for women riders. This not only gives us a chance to come together and have fun, but it also creates a sense of unity and support within the community. Whether it's a group ride through the mountains or meet up at the track or on the trails, these organized rides can be a great way to connect with other women who share your passion for riding. These organized rides and meetups can be a great way to connect with other women who share our passion for riding. So if you cannot attend or organize a women's meetup for International Female Ride Day, then another way to celebrate is by sharing your stories and experiences as a women rider. Whether it's through social media, YouTube, blogs, or podcasts like this, sharing our stories can inspire and empower others to get out and ride. It's also a great way to show the world that women riders are diverse, talented, and here to stay. So as we approach International Female Ride Day, let's take the opportunity to celebrate ourselves and each other. Let's come together as a community, support one another, and show the world what we are capable of. Because when women ride together, amazing things happen. Let me know what you're planning for this International Female Ride Day by sending me a DM over on Instagram or commenting below if you're here on YouTube. Let me know what you plan on doing, because again, this day is just so important and I think everyone needs to participate in International Female Ride Day. If you can't participate on May 4th, then maybe do it May 3rd or May 5th or something. You know, it doesn't have to be on that day, but you know, document it and then share it on May 4th so the whole world can see and we can come together as a global community of dirt bike riders and sledders. This is so important. I hope my message comes across of like supporting women is key. We need to come together. We need to collaborate. We need to learn to love one another, love our passion together rather than separate, rather than divide, rather than compete with one another. How can we make steps to come together as women riders and to share the stoke? Okay. How can we collaborate and not compete? That's all that I have for you guys today. Let me know if you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to subscribe or hit that follow over on podcasts, wherever you get your podcast from. And to hit that subscribe button over on YouTube, if you're over here on YouTube. And I'm just trying to jog my brain. I am actually, before I let you go, I am leaving to Phoenix. I know I've talked about this already, but I'm leaving to Phoenix in a couple days. And so that is why I am batch creating all of my content so that when I do come back from Phoenix, which is a 2-week trip, then I have like another couple weeks where I get to, you know, lay low, have a staycation from my vacation and make sure that I don't get behind again on my content, because January was a tough month. It was really hard for me to push out content. So I'm feeling pretty good that I have basically all of my March ready to go so that when I am on my trip, I don't need to worry and you guys still get to hear from me every single week. You get to hear my voice if you're not sick of it yet. Or see my face if you're not sick of it yet. And I'm just, again, honored that you're here, honored that you're listening. And I can't thank you enough, honestly, for tuning in every single week. It does keep me going, let's just say that. And I love to share these topics with you because I feel that we get to connect in one way, shape, or another. And I love connecting with you over on social media as well. So you can give me a follow at Angelisa Edwards if you haven't already. And let's connect. Let's share some stories and let's tell some stories, because I think that is all super important. Okay, that's all that I have for you today. I have a note here. Keep the rubber side down and the throttle wide open. Now, I am a jibber at heart, so I wouldn't say keep the rubber side down for me per se, but maybe for you. If you like to stay grounded, then obviously you don't do that. But, you know, have fun out there, get creative, and keep killing it safely. I'll catch you guys next week. Okay, bye.